you don't have to love my right wing point of view, but right wingers need love too. One more time, here we go. Right wingers need love too. We all need love, indeed we do. Now you don't have to love my right wing point of view, but right wingers need love. Right wingers need love. Right wingers need love too.
And the meek shall bully the earth. Friends, Romans, Kentuckians, 98-pound weaklings, and the bullies who kick sand in their faces at the beach. Howdy, neighborinos. It's old Lonesome Al Barger out here in the turnip patch, bitterly clinging to my evil right-wing ways on this day of our Lord, June the 1st of 2015. Pull you up a seat on my Paul's old liar's bench and kick back while I make one of my periodic quixotic defenses of the indefensible and attacks on all that is compassionate and good. I'm here today to speak a few words against meek and compassionate bullies and the anti-bullying movement. Now, it's not very nice or neighborly to go pushing people around, being mean to folks for no necessary good reason. If someone's absolutely beating you up and taking your lunch money at school, well, that's bad, and if you can't handle it yourself and you don't have a big brother to knock them back a couple steps, then it's reasonable to call a cop. That's what we pay them for. But the anti-bullying movement, promoted with government money and PSAs and such, is not about not hitting people. Assault and intimidation are already illegal and don't require promotional campaigns to get people on board. I moved to write this humble narrative today from the spark of a single specific public service announcement from the Ad Council and whatever exact government bureaucracy is behind the website stopbullying.gov. I've heard this one-minute radio ad probably literally a couple of hundred times on WIBC while listening to Greg Garrison. So let's listen to it together, and I'll break it down and build up to the bigger perspective.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Oh, well, now that's just awful. Here, let Lonesome Al help you out. Here's a bar of Irish Spring. Use this and you won't stink anymore. Perhaps you could take the jibes about being fat to motivate you to better exercise and diet. Or maybe just possibly you simply disregard people who talk mean to you. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. By the time I'd heard this ad about twice, I was past wanting to talk mean to the kids in the ad. By the time I heard this PSA 100 times, I wanted to just bring the pimpin' down on every one of these puss bags myself. Here, I'll give you something to cry about. Frankly, a harder attitude would in fact likely do these kids more good than weepy commiseration. In any case, absolutely nothing these losers were whining about in this ridiculous anti-bullying PSA could legitimately be described as actual bullying. They are consciously and with dishonest intent here, package dealing to equate mere unpleasant speech with violence. None of these sad sacks were being hit or pushed around. Basically, people telling them that they don't like them constitutes being bullied. Then notice where the ad ends up, trying to get parents to encourage their children not to tolerate this supposed bullying. Ah, well, now that's getting to the point. Get you up a little Gestapo posse trained at South Park's Death Camp of Tolerance to make everybody play nice. This all represents purposeful infantilization and teaching of helplessness. This amounts to indoctrination in victimhood. This is far worse than most actual bullying, especially the not really bullying as described in this ad. You can't be expected to handle some jerk talking trash to you on the playground by yourself. You're fat and you're stupid and you stink, after all. You need to understand that you are dependent on the great compassionate folks at StopBullying.gov and other busybodies to protect you. You can't very well be expected to defend yourself, not even from mere words. Oh, you poor, frail, sensitive thing. Now, you could bend over backwards, to be generous, and say that the people pushing this progressive sensitivity are simply a little misguided in their sincere desire to help people. But really, progressive projects are always about gaining control. Besides the narrow point of wanting to mold these stupid, stinky, fat kids into future Democrat voters, we got a bunch of Ellsworth Tuies from the Fountainhead craving their emotional dependence. Oh, these poor, miserable wretches need me. And aren't I virtuous for caring about them? Whatever would they do without me? All in all, we'd be better to take the stinky fat kids and their caring defenders and tie them all up in a big burlap sack and drown them in the creek like an unwanted litter of puppies. Put us all out of their misery. Well, okay, let me back off just a little bit from wanting to do away with the miserable little fat puss bags, because I was one of those myself. I did, however, pretty much have the minimal manly grace of mostly not whining about it. Also, I'm thankful and I suppose lucky that I didn't have miserable emotional vampires like the sponsors of this stupid PSA sucking and feeding at my wounds. As an older adult, I find that people having said mean things to me on the playground and even a few times just getting my young ass whooped have been the least of the trauma and damage hurting my soul. Indeed, some of those things now don't look like anything that bad. A lot of these things in life are about how you choose to take them. I've got one particular family situation from childhood relevant to this discussion where I have an entirely changed perspective. Dates and ages here are approximate from my memory, but it involved my late stepbrother, Ray Holler. He was pretty much estranged from his father, but he came to live with us for a few months. This would have been around 1975. I was about 12 years old, and he was maybe 20-ish. I really hated and resented him, because he was mean and bullied me, as I took it at the time. He wasn't really actually hateful, but basically what it meant in practice was that on several occasions he insisted on wrestling me. He pulled me out on the floor and got me down, despite me not wanting any part of it. I greatly resented it and was frankly relieved when he jumped ship. But if he were here today, I would thank him for his futile efforts on my behalf. He didn't hurt me and wouldn't have. He wasn't trying to humiliate or subjugate me or anything mean. He tried to get me to fight back. He was at least intending on trying to toughen me up a little bit, like a good big brother. Not that it did him any good. The anti-bullying pussbags would condemn him. But I would thank him. I would, however, still support using that burlap sack to drown the anti-bullying busybodies, because they themselves are among the worst bullies of childhood. They just say that they're doing things for the children.
For the children.
And that gives them license to demand obedience to their will, to mold everyone else's children into weenies by force of both legal authority and moral intimidation. This takes so many forms that any of you could probably find a new example in the paper pretty nearly every day. Anything vaguely resembling the idea of a gun is some moral horror. A parent will be condemned for letting their kids play with toy guns. And you certainly wouldn't even think about having such a thing at school. I mean, call out the SWAT team. Chewing a Pop-Tart down into the shape of a gun, or just pointing your bare finger at your classmate, could be enough to get you not just tut-tutted, but dropped into the disciplinary system or suspended from school. Even the Boy Scouts have been bullied into disallowing freaking squirt guns. Drawing a picture of a gun can get you in trouble. Beyond that, children are now bullied by busybodies from playing tetherball or often even just competitive sports in general, because it hurts kids' itty-bitty feelings when they lose or when they don't get picked for some team. These compassionate soul suckers basically want to do anything they can to crush any of our natural, healthy, competitive animal spirits. This nonsense does far worse damage to people than anything likely to come from getting hit with a tetherball or having Nelson Muntz whoop your young ass at the Springfield Middle School. This purposeful pussification or infantilization of children can just absolutely ruin them. Just for a little hint of this, look at the college kids today who are horribly threatened and unable to deal with even the exposure to ideas not compatible with their little coddled worldviews. They have to have trigger warnings before they read classic literature with a rape scene or anything that anyone could decide to be disturbed by. Look at all the nonsense about schools having to establish safe zones where sensitive adult college students can go to hide when a conservative speaker is coming to campus. Oh, the microaggressions they must endure. Basically, I would suggest that these young adults are just the losers from those original PSAs who unfortunately did have people to quote-unquote help them. But at this point, they're pretty much helpless and ruined. Might as well stick them in those burlap sacks and toss them in the creek too. Well, I reckon I've made enough offense for one day to any idea of all things decent and good, so I'll just stop with it. Let's finish up then with a little visit to Lonesome Al's Gratitude Corner. I send thanks to all the little bastards that were mean to me on the playground, all the kids who made stupid Fat Albert jokes, and the couple or three who whooped on me a little bit. They were an important and mild education and preparation for adulthood, however less than kind their thoughts and intentions. I also praise the Lord for not sending anyone to help me deal with these minor torments. I also send out grateful thanks to old Ray Holler's ghost. Some of that is for his efforts to toughen me up, however little good they did me at the time. But I am especially eternally grateful for what he accidentally did to my great benefit. When he got mad at the folks and bolted, he abandoned a collection of several dozen 8-track tapes that turned out to be critical to my spiritual development. Basically, he gave me my first rock and roll collection, the beginning of my spiritual salvation. Specifically, I am grateful for that 8-track tape of Alice Cooper's greatest hits. Alice understands me. Like him, you know, I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. Go ask Alice. I think he knows. Even today, he watches over me like a guardian angel from the lunchbox sitting on my bookshelf. God bless and protect Alice Cooper. That Blessed Ray Holler collection also included what has turned out to be perhaps the single specific album that I have listened to more than about any other in life, Elton John's Rock of the Westies. There's been many a Wednesday night these last 40 years when I wanted to yell help, and Elton has been there to sustain my soul. Long live Elton John. And from that collection, I am particularly grateful for the War albums, particularly the War Live album, which taught me how to get down and be the ass kicker. I whoop your uncle's ass. I whoop your sister's ass. I might even whoop my own ass. Anybody's ass. Besides being my original education in funk music, they were a valuable window into black culture for an isolated country boy who didn't grow up around any black folk. I generally like to finish these humble essays by invoking the authority of Scripture, but the obvious quote to me here would be pretty much directly contradictory to my point. Jesus said that the meek shall inherit the earth. I always thought that particular sentiment was crap. So instead, let me conclude with the rather tougher wisdom of St. Frank Zappa, who said that the meek shall inherit nothing. Finally, I thank all of you for sharing an hour of your life consciousness with me here today. You can find more of my Owlcast and other artifacts at morethings.com. Dear hearts, thank you for listening. May you have a blessed and thoughtful day.